Actress and comedian Vicki Lawrence has played her character Mama for 45 years, starting with The Carol Burnett Show and moving on to Mama's Family. Now she's continuing in the role in shows around the country.
I thought Nancy What's-Her-Name was doing this interview. Isn't this Entertainment Tonight?
No, I don't think so, Thelma. So let's get started.
Well, they promised me Nancy. They send me some freaking Carol Burnett look-alike.
Lawrence tells stories of her career on stage, and then she puts on Mama's wig, dress, and shawl for what she's calling Vicki Lawrence and Mama a two-woman show. I caught up with Lawrence earlier via Skype and started by asking what Mama's part of the program looks and sounds like.
She basically comes out and comments on everything that's going on in the world that drives us all nuts. And she does it by herself, and she does a pretty darn good job. She's a crazy old lady who is very opinionated. And I broke the show in half, so my half is largely autobiographical, which is also turning out to be really fun for people because I come from the good old days, you know, and things are not like they were back then. And I think people love hearing the backstories, you know, and how stuff happened back in the good old days.
You were discovered as a very young person to come on to this show, which at the time was one of the most popular shows around. How excited were you? Were you intimidated at all?
Well, I think I was too young and stupid to be intimidated, Steve. Honestly, I was just out of high school. I had never considered pursuing show business as a career. I just happened to write Carol a fan letter. She happened to be getting ready to cast this show. They wanted to do a sketch. In the very beginning, they wanted to do a sketch loosely based on her real life when she moved to New York and took her kid sister with her and raised her. When she got this fan letter, she thought, well, maybe this would be a novel idea to have a kid that looks like me. She came to see me in this little contest I was in. It was a large decision at the time. At the time, I was singing with a group called the Young Americans, and I was booked to go on the summer tour. And I remember the director pulling me aside and saying, you listen to me, young lady. What are the odds of anything happening here? And if you drop out of the tour, you're not going to come back in the middle when nothing happens for you on this audition. I mean, you're leaving the summer tour to go do an audition? And I said, yeah, I think I'm going to roll the dice and do it. But at the time, it was a big decision. Also, CBS never expected the show to be a hit. I don't think they had us on the schedule for more than 6 weeks. So the odds were greatly against us. It was a little adventure. Who knew where it was going to go? It was just a little adventure.
When you have different people on the set sort of in the midst of an actual sketch laugh at each other at times mm-hmm. they're not supposed to, was that, as a performer, was that fun? It was certainly fun to watch, but as a performer, do you feel like, come on, folks, let's get our stuff together?
Well, that's where I grew up, and that's what I learned.
Okay.
And that was my acting school. I feel like I went to the Harvard School of Comedy in front of America, and those were the teachers. They were, I mean, the best teachers in the world, I would say, arguably. And I did start at UCLA the same fall that I started on the Burnett Show, but they were like, you may go to UCLA as long as you're at the studio by 11. So I had a very minimal college life, and then I would go study what would become my craft from the best teachers in the world. I didn't feel that it was my right or privilege to do any cracking up for a lot of years because I didn't really feel that I had earned the privilege, you know, to play in the sandbox with the grown-ups. So it was a lot of years before I participated in any of that.
Did you know that when you first played Mama, or if you did those sketches for a while, did you feel like that had potential to be more for you?
No, not really. It was written as a one-time sketch. The writers that wrote it did not intend it to be Southern. They were appalled that Carol wanted to be Eunice. They were doubly appalled that she wanted me to play Mama. They were mortified the first time they saw us do it because Carol said, let's do it with Southern accents. Because she said, I think this is just nothing if not Tennessee Williams on acid. So we have to do it Southern. And they were so upset they threw down their pads and pencils. Back in the day when you had pads and pencils, they threw them down and stormed out of the rehearsal hall and said, you ruined it. So I don't think anybody really expected it to do much of anything. But it got so much positive feedback from the fans. And I would say arguably those characters were Carol's favorite on the Burnett Show. So it ended up those writers couldn't write them fast enough.
How has it changed you to have played Mama as a very young woman and now as more of a middle-aged woman? How does that change your sensibilities of playing her?
Well, I think she's much older than I ever thought she was. I used to think, you know, because I was 24 when I started playing her. So she, in my mind, she was 65 and holding. And now that I'm past that, I'm like, she's got to be much older than that, don't you think? She's got a little older as I've gotten older. But, you know, every bit is sassy and opinionated. I tend to agree with her more, I think, in my old age.
Interesting. Okay.
You know, you kind of earn the right not to mince words. You say what you mean and what you're thinking. And, yeah, you don't have time to waste. Just say it.
Yeah, I mean, not to be too profound here, but has it given you more insights on, do you feel like you're, not that you didn't understand it before because it's your character, but did you feel like now you can really relate to it better?
Probably. I relate to her better as I've gotten older and the world has gotten crazier.
Yeah.
And it's been fun to really take her. I didn't want the show to be retrospective at all. I wanted to push Mama forward because that makes it more fun for me as a performer. Not to be stuck in some sort of a time warp like Mama's family very much was. And so it's been fun to push her out into the news and into the mainstream and, you know, let her comment on everything that's bugging all of us.
Vicki Lawrence, very well known for all sorts of stuff, including the Carol Burnett Show and Mama's Family. She'll be doing a show at Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts coming up Saturday night at 8. It is called Vicki Lawrence and Mama, a two-woman show. You might recognize both of them as one person, but don't try to think about it too much. Vicki, thanks very much for the time today.
Thanks so much.
And unfortunately, we have just learned that Vicki Lawrence, because of a personal family health emergency, is actually canceling that show on Saturday night.